Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, another great week of sunny, nice, warm weather. So if you're trying to get your skin summer ready and prepped for the next couple of months, hopefully, fingers crossed it'll stay. We are here to get all of your questions answered for you this afternoon because skin expert, esthetician Ivana Breen is with me in studio to answer all of your queries. Ivana, how are things?
All good? It's good. The sun is shining. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I know you're going to come to SPF and sunscreen and that in a few moments. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. If you have a question, any skincare related question for Ivana this afternoon. I suppose one thing we did want to talk about though was rosacea.
Yes.
And how prevalent is that in Ireland for Irish skin types?
Yeah, April is Rosacea Awareness Month, and it's something that is that Celtic Irish skin is prone to it. So we do see an awful lot of this in our clinic. We treat a lot of this in the clinic. But it's an inflammatory skin condition that manifests as redness, sometimes inflammation, sometimes little thread veins, telangiectasia, just down the central part of the skin of the face, so the nose, the cheeks, the chin. Sometimes it can be down onto the chest and neck as well. But it can be very irritating. It can be dry, tight. It can feel sore sometimes. Some people get little pustules and papules, little pimples on the skin as well with it.
And is it because of skin damage or exposure, or is it just, can you just get rosacea irrespective of that?
So there's no known cause of rosacea, but there are multiple factors that contribute to it. And particularly on a day like today, I think it's important to say that one of the things that really aggravates it is UV light. And in particular, UVB is one of the UV rays that actually really causes your skin to produce more blood vessels, and that can cause more inflammation in the skin. So people who suffer with rosacea, it's more important for those skin types to make sure that they're wearing sunscreen on a daily basis to help protect their skin.
So laser or IPL, is that the treatment for rosacea?
Yeah, we do a fantastic IPL treatment, the Lumecca IPL treatment, and that helps to just calm down the redness and the inflammation. And then, of course, there's other things that you can do as well to help with rosacea in terms of lifestyle and diet. Just knowing your triggers is an important thing. I always ask my clients to keep a diary of the foods that they've been eating so that they know when they do have a breakout or a flare up that they can see some kind of pattern in general to
it. Right, we're going to get to some of the listener questions, of which there's plenty. 087 1400 106. We'll start at the beginning. My son hates creams, has always struggled to get sunscreen on him. When he was younger, I could force it on. He's now 14 though, should be making his own decisions, says this listener. He came home absolutely scorched yesterday, refused cream to even soothe it or sunscreen this morning. I don't know how to get around it. I've been telling him all about skin cancer. Any advice?
This is a tough one because if he doesn't like wearing it, I mean, I have a 14-year-old myself. I know how stubborn they can be. But I suppose the thing to do is try and find a cream that he is happy to use, something that's lightweight, a gel formula. La Roche-Posay have some good lightweight gels that don't really feel heavy on the skin.
Or that afterlook sometimes. You know, the way there's only like a white appearance.
Exactly, that white cast, yeah. But the other thing is that if he's not prepared to wear a cream on his face, that at least he covers up by wearing a hat, protective clothing. He's not going around with his t-shirt off. Those kind of things as well that he could do.
You mentioned rosacea skin. You've talked about the laser treatment. Listener says, I still don't really understand how to use retinol. Can you please explain it to me? Do you put on moisturiser before or after? Also, do I need to be wary of using it during the summer months? I am with that listener.
Yes. Rosacea, we could do a whole show on rosacea. Yeah. But in terms of whether you use a moisturiser before or after, it depends on the product itself, the moisturiser that you're using. But typically, if you want to get a more aggressive result, you don't put the moisturiser on first. But if you want to be more controlled, put the moisturiser on first.
And for somebody wondering how to use retinol then separately, do you use...
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, for that as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So you can use retinol on its own. You can do
that.
And
even during the summer months?
Even during the summer months. Like, you don't stop working out during the summer months just because it's hot outside.
True.
And it's the same. The only thing I would be careful of in the summer months would be if somebody, for example, is living in Spain and playing golf every single day. Then I would say, yes, ease up on the retinol. But when you're living in Ireland, and even if you are outdoors a lot, you can still wear your retinol as long as you're wearing your sunscreen and putting your moisturiser on with it as well.
So moisturiser first, then retinol, then sunscreen.
That's not the hard answer.
Right.
It can go either way. It actually, if you want to get a good result, you put your retinol on first.
Right.
If you want to go a little bit easier with it and be a bit more gentle, you put your moisturiser on first. So it doesn't matter which way you do it. It just depends. But the retinol and the moisturiser are both getting in there.
Okay. My husband really doesn't like the feel of moisturiser on his face at night. So I'm trying to find something really light that dries in quickly. Any recommendations?
So again, just maybe a lightweight serum, depending on what his skin concerns are. But try to get him to use a serum, something that's going to penetrate into the skin really quickly. We have a lovely hyaluronic acid serum that we sell in the clinic, and it really hydrates the skin and you barely notice it on the skin at all.
So I presume if in this case, if the lady's using hyaluronic acid herself, sure he too can use the same, can't
absolutely,
he?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How good are vitamin C creams? I was looking at the Sunday Riley CEO vitamin C cream, you know, wondering in terms of value, but well, I suppose just in general without going through any particular product, who should be using vitamin C?
We all should be using vitamin C. It is an active ingredient. So people who are very sensitive, and sometimes people who have oily skin can have problems with vitamin C. But other than that, vitamin C is an antioxidant. It helps protect us against UV damage. So we should be wearing it, particularly in the summer months. It's very important. It's an antioxidant, which means that it's vulnerable to light and air. So it's very unstable in those circumstances. So a lot of the time, the packaging has to be a certain type of packaging to keep it active. And that's where the expense can come in.
Okay.
So the delivery ingredients of a vitamin C can make it more expensive. So you can get vitamin C creams that, you know, you can buy them over the counter in the chemist that aren't expensive, but you'll notice they turn kind of an orangey colour, and that means they've oxidised and maybe aren't as effective. So that's where the more expensive ones come into play, that they're giving better delivery into the skin, so your vitamin C is getting there.
Now, maybe this question follows on to the next one. Somebody wondering, does sunscreen go on before or after moisturiser? So maybe talk us through. So when you've cleansed your face in the morning, you're putting on your hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
Is it then vitamin C or moisturiser?
So you go with the product that is lightest in texture first. So after you've cleansed, your more water-based, gel-based products will go on first, then your creams, then your oils. So you'll go your hyaluronic acid, your vitamin C, your moisturiser, and the last thing to go on will be your sunscreen. So if you think of sunscreen, it's there to protect your skin. It stays on the surface of your face. It doesn't penetrate too deeply into the skin. So it needs to be the last. It's like a shield against UV damage.
Yeah, and just on that, Anne is wondering if you can explain whether the barrier or chemical sunscreens work better. I find it quite confusing online.
So the majority of, I won't say the majority, there's a lot of confusion about mineral sunscreen and chemical sunscreens. And in effect, a lot of the new formulas will have both in them, and most of the better sunscreens will have a combination of mineral and chemical. But mineral sunscreens will have things like zinc and titanium dioxide. They're the things that give the sunscreen its white cast, and they're ones that are more suitable for people with very sensitive skin. So if you've super sensitive skin and find you are irritated by sunscreens, then they're the ones to go for. But other than that, as long as it's a broad spectrum, UVA, UVB, SPF 30 plus, you're doing well.
Like I notice now, even, you know, if you're buying a good foundation or whatever, it'll often say it has SPF included in it. Like, it's not enough, is it?
No, really? It's not enough. I actually did a video of this on my Instagram, where I put, when you're putting sunscreen on, you put two fingers of sunscreen on is what will cover your face and neck. If you put two fingers of foundation on your skin, you look like a clown, basically.
Yeah,
so it's way too much. So people don't put enough foundation on to give you the correct amount of coverage that you need in terms of SPF. So you do need a separate SPF. If you have some in your sunscreen that are in your makeup, that's okay.
Great.
But you need
something else too. Yeah. Listener says, I keep getting extreme dryness at the corners of my eyes. What sort of cream should I use to prevent it? Or any thoughts?
Your eyes need to be, they can be very sensitive. So just even something as simple as petroleum jelly will help with that. Just something very,
Vaseline.
Yeah, exactly.
Just this lady says, a woman says she's 44 years of age. Any tips for extremely dry skin? I had chemotherapy 3 years ago. I find my skin is nearly dusty with dryness? Any suggestion?
So yeah, the ground well-being are a range of products for people who are going through chemo. So just to
Irish brand
that,
as well, actually.
An Irish brand,
Kerry,
super brand. Yeah. So if you were going through chemo, that's a good one to use. But other than that, it's about now that you've been through the chemo, go and book in for a facial and have an exfoliating treatment to get rid of some of the dead skin so that your products can actually penetrate and do the work that they're supposed to do.
If you have a moisturiser with SPF 50, do you still need the sun cream as well?
So the new formulas of sunscreens, some of them are quite hydrating, but if you think of what sunscreen is supposed to do, it sits on the surface of your skin. A moisturiser is supposed to go down into your skin. So depending on the formula, depending on the product, I always prefer if somebody uses a separate moisturiser to their sunscreen. But some people don't need a moisturiser as well as the sunscreen. So it depends on the skin type. And so again, go to a professional and get that advice.
David's wondering who has time for all of this when you're rushing out the door to go to work. He's right though, isn't it? It's hard. There's days that you're like, oh God.
It's the one thing, you know, it's the one thing I would say to people out there. If you don't have time for skincare, the one thing you need to put on a daily basis is sunscreen. If you do nothing else, if you have no money for anything else, the one thing you have to do is sunscreen on a daily basis.
Now, listeners, as I recently finished sessions of microneedling, I was told in the salon to use active ingredient skincare, but I don't know what that means. I could very easily ask that very same question.
So active ingredient skincare would be things that actually cause your skin to change. So retinol would be considered an active ingredient. It's probably one of the most successful active ingredients on the market in terms of how it can stimulate collagen in your skin. Vitamin C would be considered another active ingredient. Alpha hydroxy acids, beta hydroxy acids, they're all things that would be considered active.
Sure, that I find that one of the hardest things about this is actually understanding
the chemistry of it all.
Yeah, and what you have, like, you know, I could go home today and there's a drawer full of stuff and I don't know what half of it is supposed to do.
Well, that's
or how
where,
to use it.
That's where somebody like me comes in. You know, if you come in to me, I will go through a skin consultation with you, tell you what is in your drawer, what's good for you, what isn't, how to use it, when to use it, and to give you the right skincare routine. You don't need a 10-step skincare routine. Simple routine with a few products is all most people need.
Now, listener says, I have really dry hands. I'm looking for good recommendations. I heard that Silcox Base could be good.
Silcox Base can be fantastic. It's like an occlusive. It just holds moisture into your skin. But I find with hand creams, it's about trial and error. Different ones suit different people and they don't have to be expensive. Pick up a few different ones, you know, and it's frequency. It's consistency with them is what makes the difference.
I've recently, I'm looking for cream to use for razor burns, says this listener. I get a hot and cold type feeling, itch on the front of my shins. It's come on maybe since I'm thinking perhaps seasonal allergies, says this listener. Any recommendations?
Oh, there's a fabulous product that I just recently tried. Now, it's for the face, but you can put it on your legs as well. It's called Sosta, and it's just really another Irish brand. It's really soothing and cooling and calming on the skin. That would be a great one.
Listener said that they had a scabies attack last summer. I still find that my skin is patchy at the moment. Is there a good cream that you'd recommend for recovery?
The Eucerin creams are really good. Anything with a little bit of lactic acid will help even out the little lumps and bumps in the skin. But that one's a good one.
Okay. Listener wondering about Image sunscreen SPF, talking about maybe perhaps recommendations for other products that are out in the market as well. Like, it is often hard though, isn't it, to identify what is a good product to buy if you're looking at, you know, the price of some of them. They can be kind of punchy.
There are thousands of skincare products out there. It's hard to know. It's hard for me to keep up with it all. But again, that's where going to a professional really makes the difference. I mean, we do a personalized moisturizer consultation where we can measure your skin, and from the data we collect, we create a moisturizer that's bespoke to that data. So it means you're getting the right moisturizer for your skin, and it takes the question of which one should you buy out of the equation, because it'll always be the right one for your skin.
I've noticed my crow's feet have gotten worse lately, says this listener. Can you recommend an eye cream for this area?
Eye creams, I love the Illumier eye cream. It's lovely and hydrating. It has some light reflectors in it as well, so it's great for dark circles, anybody who suffers with dark circles. But it's about keeping that eye area hydrated and using an eye cream that you can now buy eye creams that have specific amounts of retinol in it that are suitable for around the eye area, and that can be great for the eye area as well.
Well, any eye cream reverse the crow's feet?
Well, stop laughing is the one thing to do.
I know, I'm absolutely riddled with them. Yeah, no question about it. Ivana Breen, esthetician, thanks a million, Ivana, for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live. Appreciate you coming in to answer listener
thanks
questions.
For having me.
Not at all. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.